very pro-supporting mothers financially and economically in social housing to keep their babies, and we find over 80% of women say they've proceeded with abortion because of economic, social economic reasons, and this government has done nothing to support those mothers. And I think it's important that we always remember that we should start with giving women advice. 46 million spent on providing free abortions, the only health service available, where there's no waiting list, there's no cost to the person going in, and there's also no consideration for the baby that's aborted. So the question I would like to ask the management of Letterkenny Hospital and the Save the Group is, what's happening to the remains of these children that will be aborted? Like in other abortion facilities, will they actually be interred somewhere? Will they be incinerated? Or will they actually be sold for parts, as we know has happened in many abortion centres around the world? So these are the tragic realities of what happens to children that are aborted, depending on their life stage and how many weeks gestation they are. And the reality is that many mothers I have met through my work with Donegal Pro Life have actually had pensive moments, reconsiderations at a later term, post-abortion, and that's when they start thinking and asking these questions. And I would really, really, really seriously ask that this hospital provides an internment facility for these children where mothers and fathers can go and visit. Men are increasingly showing also mental health repercussions from having participated and encouraged in abortions for their partners. And, you know, somebody has to ask the hard questions, and I'm prepared to ask them. And I will be writing to the hospital and asking them what procedures they have in place to deal with the remains of babies that are aborted.